air. Obviously, they were lying in wait. For me? Who else? But why? What had I done to give myself away? Maybe nothing, though failing to show up to be questioned would count as damning evidence. But I was not lunatic enough to try to bluff my way through whatever it was the Greys were trying to do. The milk was spilt. No going back. But I did want to mourn the one volume of ancient annals I had not yet been able to locate and pilfer. All the way home I tried to reason out what had brought out the Greys. Surendranath Santaraksita had not been missing long enough to cause any official interest. In fact, some mornings the Master Librarian did not arrive until much later than this. I gave it up before I threw my brain out of joint. Murgan could go poking around down there. He could find the answer by eavesdropping. Chapter 36. Murgan was busy eavesdropping even though it was daytime. He was worried about Sara and Tobo, and maybe even a little about Goblin. I found One Eye, hungover but attentive, at the table where the mist engine resided. Mother Goda and Uncle Doge were there as well, tense and attentive themselves, which told me that Sara was determined to go ahead with our most daring stroke yet. To my amazement, One Eye hustled over, in reality a slow shuffle, and patted me on my back.
"We heard you were coming in, little girl. We were scared shitless they were going to get you."
"What?"
"Murgan warned us there was a trap. He heard some of the Grey bosses talking about it when he was scouting to see what Sara was headed into. The old bitch Soulcatcher herself was out there waiting for you. Well, not exactly you personally. Just somebody who goes around stealing books that aren't supposed to be there in the first place."
"You've lost me good, old man. Start someplace where I can see a couple of landmarks."
"Somebody followed you and your boyfriend yesterday. Somebody more suspicious of him than of you. Evidently a part-time spy for the Protector."
"We knew there were informants out there getting paid piecework rates. We tried not to be vulnerable to them."
"Also evidently with a boner for your boyfriend."
"One Eye!"
"All right. For your boss. More or less, literally. He went and told the Greys that this dirty old man was about to force perversions on one of the youths who worked for him. A few Greys went to the library and started poking around and asking questions, and quickly discovered that some funds had gone missing, and Santaraksita as well. When they started dragging people out of bed and pulling them in, then they discovered several books missing, also, including some great rarities, and even a couple that were supposed to have been removed from the library years ago, but had not been. That got back to Ketcher. She got her sweet little behind down there in about 10 seconds, and started threatening to eat people alive and hurting anybody whose looks she didn't like.
"And I almost walked into the middle of it," I mused. "How did they know the books were gone? I replaced them with discards." But maybe Master Santaraksita, if he was a crook, had been doing that too. If he had been corrupt, he had had me fooled. We would have to talk.